Hello, it's Barbara. Today I'm out of my own area. I'm in London Foot and I'm actually working for a week. The wheel seems to have gone a full circle and I'm back with the community car service. And I'm with the chief exec, Steve Welsh. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
He's putting me through my paces here and I'm filling in for Sandra, who was in Todmorden with me many years ago. So we've come to ask Steve, really, the development, because people seem to have the idea that the community transport, the car service, has disappeared from Todmorden.
Well, it certainly hasn't disappeared. The base we used to use in Todmorden has disappeared for reasons of cost, really, but the service absolutely exists, still exists.
Right, because it's... we began on Todmorden side, began on Burnley Road, and then for a couple of years it was in the social club on Halifax Road. So really the service has been moved here to make it more cost effective.
That's the reason, the reason, Barbara.
Yeah. So you didn't just abandon Todmorden?
Lord, no. I live in Todmorden.
Oh,
so no,
well, right. So it's grown a lot, because when I first worked for community transport, I think I had 6 drivers, which I inherited from Age Concern. And it grew over the time. I don't know the number when I finished. So at the moment, Sandra, who I'm filling in for, said she's told me of, 900 clients?
There's 900 clients all registered with us.
Right.
People have to pay £2 a year
right.
to be able to use the service. And that allows them access to the 36 volunteer drivers.
36 drivers
36
now.
Drivers all told. Right. Quite a lot of them up in the Upper Valley, actually, Hebden
I've
Bridge,
I've noticed
Todway.
That yesterday, yeah. There's still an awful lot, and all the drivers that people knew were still there.
Uh-huh.
What do you have to do to qualify to use the service?
Well, we're a charity. We're a registered charity.
Yeah.
And we are here to provide a service for vulnerable people, people who can't access transport because they are either isolated rurally or their family's not living nearby. Or they can't afford to use the bus or a taxi. So we provide the service for getting people from A to B. And it can be anywhere, really. They can go, visit family and friends, go shopping, go to the doctors, hospital, pharmacy, all sorts of reasons, really.
So they could actually just ring up and say, could you get a driver to take me to Morrison's shopping?
Yes, that's exactly what some people do.
Yeah, and the hairdressers.
I
like this bit about visiting family.
Yeah.
So you do have drivers who may take a client quite a few miles away to visit family.
Yep. I live on the tops above Todmorden, and my mother-in-law used to live with us, and she used the car service quite regularly for a number of reasons, really. One, going shopping, but the other to visit some of her family who lived in Derbyshire.
Right.
And she
also
even used
drivers willing to do long distance.
It depends on the driver.
Yeah.
She also used it once to go to the airport in Manchester.
This comes at a cost, but I believe it's a reasonable cost.
Yeah, what happens is that it's an arrangement between the driver and the person he's carrying. He or she is carrying. It's 45 pence per mile.
Right.
And that's agreed up front, as it were.
Yeah.
So you know what you're paying. So we know what mileage it would be from A to B,
or the driver, I should say.
And the person pays the driver cash. The reason that's 45p a mile, the drivers make no profit on this.
So they're doing all volunteers.
They're all volunteers. It's not a taxi service.
No. It's just to cover the cost of their vehicle.
Yes, because that's the rate that the Her Majesty's government gives to all businesses as a legitimate rate for paying for the upkeep of your car. So it's not just the petrol or diesel, it's also a contribution to insurance costs.
If they just literally want to go to the bank
and
it's only a mile away, is there a minimum charge? Was it £2, £2.50?
£2 minimum.
Like that. But basically, it's mileage from the driver's home to the client's home and back.
Yes.
And wherever they're going.
Yes. I mean, some people just want to live downtown and they sort themselves out and they don't need to live back. And because our drivers are actually very good people, they sometimes give a hand with getting shopping back into the car and whatnot and pick up and go back
some
home.
Some brilliant volunteers. Yeah. Actually, I saw one yesterday in this office, Daphne.
Right.
She lived in Mythemroyd and she used to do a lot of journeys for me.
Uh-huh.
You just touched on where you lived, which I know is up at Shaw. So I think your mother-in-law came under rural isolation.
She did
indeed.
That's something
else that we got going in Todmorden to begin with.
It is, yes. Used to be a minibus, used to come and pick her up. and drive round. I think my mother-in-law was the first port of call, and then they'd drive round other sort of isolated farmhouses and pick a lot of other people up and go down Morrison's.
Is that still running?
The rural isolation, we don't use the minibus now.
No.
Because it's too expensive, but there is someone with a car who does that, yes.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, rural isolation. So, how's the future looking?
The future is looking good. We've got all sorts of funding applications ready. The car service, I should say, is actually funded at the moment through what's called the CCG. It's part of the NHS. It's the Calderdale Care Commissioning Group,
right,
which gives out money to, to hospitals certainly, but also to small community organisations who provide a service which helps them. And it does help the NHS, believe it or not, because it allows people who wouldn't be able to get down to the doctors to be able to get down to the doctors because the taxis might not pick them up, or they haven't got enough money for a taxi, or they're too frail.
Right.
So, and I should say, we aren't a taxi service. We don't same-day service.
No.
If people can ring up in advance and say...
So the more notice you get, the better chance they've got of finding a driver.
That's absolutely right, Barbara. Right. Absolutely right.
And I believe in the future you're going to have a car in Todmorden.
Well, one of the things we've applied for, money again from the CCG is called, is more money for the car service. And part of this will involve, we'll actually buy or lease a vehicle which allows disabled access in the back with a wheelchair and a professional driver.
Ah.
And that will be used for, as long as we get the money, that will be used for the clinic in Todmorden and in Hebden Bridge for them to book same day service to get someone from the tops or someone who's vulnerable or disabled to the doctors for a normal visit to the doctors.
So if anybody's talking to the local councillors or anything, they need to push that we do need this service in Todmorden.
Yeah, we do, and it'll be trialled in Todmorden. So
it is going to be trialled.
It'll be trialled in Todmorden, Todmorden and Hebden Bridge, the Upper Valley.
We're usually the last to get anything in Todmorden.
That's the first now.
We're the first now, that's excellent news.
Yep.
Now then, do we have a phone number? Is it the same phone number that we used before in Todmorden?
We want the people to use, now I'll say it slowly.
Yeah.
It's the Halifax number, so that's 01422 888080. Do you want me to repeat that, Barbara?
Yeah.
It's Halifax 01422 888080.
Right. So they ring in, giving as much notice as possible.
Yeah.
And you'll do your very best.
Yeah, what they'll do, once people have got to be a member.
Oh, well, yeah, we must point that out.
And ring that number. If you're not a member, ring that number and ask to become one. And what will happen, if you give your name and address, we'll send an application form out. It costs £2. Now, £2 is a bit awkward to send in the post, but people do, we haven't been robbed yet.
So
put your £2 in the post, sell a tape inside the envelope, send it back, you become a member, and then you can ring in and say if you want to go, say it's a Monday, you're ringing because you want to go to Morrison's on Thursday or Friday, ring in, say your name, I live at such and such an address, I want to go to Morrison's Thursday or Friday, can you find me a driver? We will say we'll take a record of that, and then we'll try and find a driver and get back to you as soon as possible to confirm that you have a driver.
Well, it's I'm glad to see that you carried my baby along.
Oh well,
because I did love the service.
Yeah, and you're back to it doing
it
now.
And I'm back to it. Yeah,
doing very well.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll just add one thing that Community Transport does keep in touch with Catherine at Age Concern. Anybody that's doubtful, has any worries about it, go in and see Catherine because she understands how the system works and I'm sure she'll help you through with your membership form or any other thing or maybe make the call for you.
And if you know anyone who wants to be a volunteer driver, you just ring up because the more volunteer drivers we have, the more service we can provide. So if you do know any relative... often people who are retired, they've got to have a car, obviously.
Yeah.
And they can volunteer using their car to provide the service, and we do all sorts of stuff with them about there's no extra cost on their car insurance.
No.
We have to do a DBS check on the driver, And we helped them to go through all our different forms, etc. And
Bob's your uncle. That was a very good plug at the end of that, Steve. Well done.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for your time. I know you're busy. And, yeah. We'll see what comes.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Bye for now.
Bye now.